When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't really know what to say. The police just showed up in front of my door and told me my stepfather killed my mother. I know this doesn't sound real. I have my boyfriend and my best friend here. I've known this for about 2.5 hours. It still doesn't seem real. I don't really know what I want to accomplish with this post. But I swear it is real. It's 3:51 a.m. in Berlin right now. We're trying to finish watching the movie that we started before the police rang at my door. I don't know what to do. Edit, the police just called me. My stepfather killed himself. I wish I could destroy him. Right now I just feel empty. Edit 2, I don't even know why I'm posting here. I'm usually just a lurker. I guess I just want somebody to know. I feel like the whole world should know. My mother is the most amazing person and she had always been my idol. I don't know how to feel. I'm in our apartment and I feel like everything I see is her. My evening started so different. Everything started so different. I haven't slept yet, I don't know how I will. Though sleeping is usually my talent. Mom wakes me up every afternoon if she feels like I'm sleeping too long. Since I moved back in, during Corona quarantine, update my stepfather killed my mother and then killed himself. I don't know what to do. Hello? My last post got capped so I made a throwaway account. It's been about 24 hours since the police stood in front of the door to my mom's and my apartment and told me that my mother is dead. I've cried so much today, I feel like it's been an ocean of tears, so much that I just feel empty now. I miss her. So ducking much. It still just feels like a bad dream. This can't really be real. Her death was on the news and I saw a picture of a body in a blue body bag being rolled into the back of a wagon. That is my mother. In that bag. Oh my God, I'm going to run down what happened again. Maybe this will make it more real for myself? I don't know. My boyfriend and I were in the park playing speedminton Wednesday evening when my mom called me and told me she would be coming home. I asked her if everything was okay and she said yes, not to worry about it, and my boyfriend was still welcome to come over if he liked. I told her okay, I would see her in a moment. We both went home and she wasn't there. I wasn't worried. My stepfather and my mom have been together for a while and they're very much in love, but they can fight a lot sometimes. They always make up very quickly. I tried calling her several times to know if she wanted dinner and sent her text messages, and texted and called my stepfather as well. They didn't answer. This wasn't so unusual either, I thought they just made up. I'm guessing by this time he had already stabbed her. I feel sick writing this sentence. The police showed up at 3 in the morning, informed me, stayed in the apartment while my boyfriend called my best friend who rushed over with a taxi. Everything is kind of a blur from then on. I remember sitting down to write the Reddit post because I didn't know how to feel or what to do, and I guess I wanted to scream my pain into the internet void. At that point my stepfather hadn't killed himself yet. He had taken his car up into the countryside where my mother has a tiny little house at the lake, which is her pride and joy. With her garden. Both of them went up there every weekend together. He killed himself there. The ducking bastard. I've never been so angry in my life. I loved him, he was a part of my family, we got along really well. Some part of me wishes I could strangle him. Or scratch his eyes out. I just want to scream in his face, how he could do this to me. To her. My lovely mother, duck, she is such a ducking light, she is such an incredible person and we are so close. I told her everything. And not just because she's my mother, she is truly an absolutely amazing person, Everybody loved her who met her. I stayed awake until about 6 a.m. I smashed a few glasses. I cried a lot. We finished watching the movie. Today I had to call all of the people. My grandparents, her brother, her friends. I had to call my stepfather's children in the UK and tell them what happened. I can't imagine how hard it must be for them. My mother was the victim, their father was the murderer. I feel so bad for them. I've gotten so many calls and messages from people who are offering to help me in any way I need, who cry on the phone and ask me if this is real. To have to tell people over and over again what happened really wrecked me. Especially my grandparents. My granddad. I don't know how he is going to get through this. He just kept screaming, "No, no. Not my mom's name. I have to go to the police today to give a statement. Probably talk about their relationship. I have to be there in 4-1-2 hours and I haven't really slept yet. I can't really eat either. I just feel like throwing up, just thinking about food. I wanted to thank all of you for your comments on my first post. I know we don't know each other, that I'm just some faraway voice on a screen with a terrible fate, but I did feel better reading your hugs and encouragements. I will have to think about getting a lawyer. My dad is sleeping in the other room. We're going to have to figure how to go from here. Some part of me honestly doesn't see a point anymore. There's so much pain in my life. I've had so many bad experiences. I got through a RP and a drug problem and everything was on its way up. And now this. But I love my mom more than anything and I can't disappoint her and I'm going to need to be here for my dad and me. I'm sorry for the long text. I just feel like I need to get something out. I feel so lost and empty. I miss my mom. Last update. Hello, I guess in some way I wanted to give you people an update on what has been going on with me. When I posted my first post, I was slightly drunk. It was the night the police showed up at my house and rang the doorbell and I was confused. All of your messages from random strangers, helped me in some way. I'd like to thank whoever sent me that poem by Mary Elizabeth Fry, "Do Not Stand at My Grave and Weep." We used that for the invitation to her party. And also Bianca, who painted that beautiful painting of her which she sent me by email. Thank you. Also, fair warning, this might be quite a long post, this might trigger someone, and I've been writing this post over several days as more information keeps trickling in and the picture of that night is becoming clearer and clearer. I think I'm also mainly writing this for myself. What happened that night, the 22nd of July, is just still so surreal. I'm sitting at my mother's desk right now, in her little office in our apartment that I grew up in Berlin. Her presence in some way is all around me. It has been 23 days since the police showed up in front of my door at 3 in the morning and asked if they could come in. Since my stepfather hung himself. Everything has been so confusing. It's all sort of a mixture between crying, screaming, yelling, throwing things, and just emptiness. I go through phases. Someone linked that famous post about grief and God, it's so accurate and it's really hard to cope. Since that night I haven't ever actually been alone. This is somewhat exhausting to me in some ways but probably also very important. I'm going to go through the series of events and facts because I also want to set it right. Since in the media, since some of you found the articles online and connected the dots, there is so much false information, it's hard to believe. My mother and my stepfather were together for 8 years and he has only been living in Berlin since then. He has children from his previous marriage, that is all I will say. I am my mother's only daughter. He did not call me and confess to what he did, as many report, but he called some vaguely mutual friend who he walks his dog with sometimes. This was some time after 11 p.m. At this point he was already up at the summer house. It takes about 1 hour and 45 minutes to get up there. This means my mother had been dead for about 2 hours, it says so in the police report as well. The summer house did not belong to my stepdad, but to my mom. She poured all of the little money she had and renovated it by hand. It does not in any way belong to him. The police showed up at my mom's and my apartment late at night. They didn't know the address of where he might have gone and were also worried he might come and harm me since he had the keys to our apartment as well. I was watching a movie with a friend of mine. I posted on Reddit a few hours later. The news articles started coming out the next day, connecting my stepfather to a celebrity. I posted because I needed help. This celebrity and my stepfather are by no means friends, they are acquaintances, and there is no reason for him to be brought into any of this. That was Wednesday night, Thursday morning. On Friday, I was at the LKA Criminal Police and gave a 3-hour statement about them and their relationship. This next part is about my feelings and mainly about my mom. Feel free to skip it. Since then, my whole world has been turned upside down. My mother, the person I honestly loved most in the whole world, was just torn from me. It feels like I have this big bleeding hole inside of me. I'm not crying all the time, sometimes I feel okay, but more like empty. My mother has been with me my whole life, the whole 21 years, and I'm not just saying this because she is dead, she is honestly the best mother you could wish for. She is goofy and caring, her laugh is infectious, she has such integrity. She is the most animated person. When she tells a story, she will get up from the table and gesture all around. Her eyes are so shining. I think I might show some pictures of her, because I want people to recognize her beauty. I want the whole world to know she is gone. Because this is an honest and devastating loss to the world, believe me. She is so talented. She got her bachelor in art history in America. She has worked odd jobs all her life. She's always been a hippie. When I was little, she started working at this English language summer camp in Thuringen in Germany, and she used to take me there for many weeks with her, on a hill, on a farm in the middle of a giant forest. She's a magician in the kitchen. She can open the fridge door and magically make something out of leftover ingredients that nobody would ever think tastes good. Noodles and carrots, anyone? She likes to make everything herself. She would let milk go bad and make her own ricotta. I have 1,000 jars of her homemade chutneys and jams. She baked her own bread years before the pandemic. She made her own vinegar, her own syrups and alcohol, and her hot sauces are legendary. I used to come home and open the fridge door and I'd ask her which of the many bowls she had covered with little plates were edible, and which weren't ready yet. Since she's dead, I have found so many started experiments of things I don't even know what they are. I wish I could ask her. There are so many things I wish I had the time to ask her. Writing this is making me cry again. At the beginning of the pandemic, March I believe, I moved back in with her and she ordered 14 different bottles of white wine on Lidl, and every night we'd drink one together while we cooked, and I'd write notes on the color and the taste and we'd give it a 1-10 on the Lidl scale. She's one of the funniest people I know. And she is so forgiving. Even when I was younger, we would get into huge blow-up fights sometimes and we'd scream. But 5 minutes afterward, she'd come into my room and she'd apologize and tell me she loved me more than anything in the world. We told each other we loved one another all the time, sometimes just randomly, and hug each other. I'm so grateful for this. I would say we had a rare mother-daughter bond. I love her with all my heart. She has always been my idol, my role model. If I'm even half the person she is, as generous, hilarious, creative, emotional, forgiving and understanding, I will be lucky. I see her face in front of me all the time. I can hear her laugh. Fuck, I'd really give anything for her to be with me right now. Anything. It really tears me apart. If it weren't for her, I would have probably been dead 1-1-2 years ago. She pulled me out of my dark holes. She loved me unconditionally. She isn't just my mother, she is my best friend. And I will never ever forgive him for taking her from me. Especially since more and more facts are coming out. End of emotional bit. It's important to preface that I knew their relationship, or to be more exact, I was the closest to both of them together. And it's important to understand that he wasn't some creepy, abusive, scary bad guy. I loved him. He was like a best friend to me. When he came into my mother's and my life, I took him in with open arms. I've confided in him, I've told him secrets, We've had running jokes. We made bets with each other that I usually won and he had to pay up. He was my family. This makes me feel just as conned. I feel cheated. I feel like I've been blind. I've had bad fights with him as well, and I knew about their fights, but I didn't see this coming, not even a little bit. I would never put my mother in harm's way. I guess this is why she must have kept things hidden from me. The murder happened in his apartment. They had separate apartments, and afterwards he drove his car up to my mother's country house that they both spent every weekend at. Hunting mushrooms, planting and building things, going swimming in the lake that's right in front of the door. This was their refuge. I'm assuming this is the reason he went there. Since the day this has happened, I've always assumed he blew up about something, lost control, and he killed my mother while he wasn't clear-headed. This is what made sense to me. That he killed himself because he killed my mother. Because he didn't know how to continue. But the more time goes by and the more facts we uncover, we being my mother's friends and I, not the police, the more it seems it was the opposite. That he killed my mother because he wanted to kill himself. And that he was covering something up. Since the night the police showed up, they've been asking me if I could know where their laptops are. They both had a laptop. And both are missing. They found the empty cases, but they're gone. This sparks suspicion in us. His phone is gone as well. My mother's is not. The police gave it to me. Then there are the other facts. Trigger warning: despite what it said in the media, she didn't have multiple stab wounds in her chest. There was only one very precise and very small wound that caused her death. He only let someone know what he did after he was up at the house. When he arrived at the cabin, he apparently parked normally, even greeted one of the neighbors. The pieces are falling into place. That this was cold-blooded. I don't really know why I'm writing all this down in a Word document and why I'm going to post it on Reddit, but I need to share. I feel so much hatred and so much anger. I feel it boiling underneath my skin and it keeps threatening to come out. I've smashed so much stuff, I've gotten so angry. Sometimes I snap and I scream at people, and other times I just cry and beat my pillows. And sometimes I'm very calm. I can still feel joy. And my mother has this amazing circle of friends that I've known my whole life and who are supporting me. I saw her body in the coffin and I will never be able to get that image out of my head. She was so tiny, it breaks my heart. I've also slept two nights at the cabin, and in the dark every shadow looked like my stepfather. I've become scared and started locking my doors at night. Murder used to seem something so far off, something that happened to other people, in a different world, separate from mine. But now it's not. And I won't let him spoil her place, her house. I won't let him take that away from her and from me. I refuse. I just miss her. I miss everything about her. It hasn't been that long yet, and all I want is for her to hug me and say my name and say she loves me and that she thinks I'm an amazing young woman. I want her to cuddle with me in bed, which she did for so many years until I felt myself too old. I want to sit at the kitchen table in the morning with her and have her ask me what I dreamt about last night and have both of us talk about our dreams. For her to talk with me about my story ideas and my poetry, and to talk with her about the book that she was writing and will never finish. It just hurts so much. I don't know how to ever get past this. She has always been the most amazing person I know, and I can't get over this. I don't know how to get over this. I feel lost. I feel like I have to grow up very fast now and carry her with me. There's so much more to tell. So much. But I should probably stop somewhere. I would appreciate all advice. Thank you for reading.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.